Okay, cool.
Is it playing?
Yeah, we're on. Hi, everybody. It's Dara, and Matt Monarch is with me, and I'm really excited because we just made maybe the longest video I've ever made and one of the very, very best. I'm really excited. We talked about spirituality and health and raw food, and he brought tons of goodies, and Matt suggested that he insisted that I talk about a beautiful service, a site, More with Dara, and because he asked me lots of questions and what I was doing and what I was up to, and I never mentioned More with Dara. And so in the next clip, we're just injecting the part where I talk about what that is, and then we'll go into our, I think it's almost 2-hour video.
Right.
Thank you so much.
It was awesome.
Okay, so stay tuned, and we love you guys, and I hope you like the video.
Absolutely.
Okay, so guys, I've been kind of talking to Dara for a while at Cafe Gratitude and kind of getting to know her business and everything that she's doing. And as we discussed before, this is a total labor of love. Did we even talk about that?
No, you can say that now because that was said on your channel, so that would be cool.
On my channel, right. Okay, so I was asking her questions earlier, and I was like, is there any way I could support you? Like, can I carry your DVDs? Can I do this? Can I do that? And she doesn't have anything. I was like,
I don't have anything to sell.
Right. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, that's cool. This is like a labor of love. She's like doing this all the time, and she's actually spending money to make this happen. It's like a losing proposition here. So I'm kind of like forcing this to happen right now to help her.
I was like, oh, well, I do have this one thing, but it's not even, Well, the thing is that I did the DVDs so that I could give you guys all the tonic recipes in really good quality. And of course you have to charge because you have to pay cameramen and editing and all of that stuff. And it's not that I don't intend to make money. I love abundance. I think it's great. But most importantly for me was getting out this message and doing really good work in this way. And even the thing that could be a business thing, which is a business thing, is the More with Dara that I was telling Matt. I was like, oh yeah, well, I didn't tell you. More with Dara is a site where you pay $10 a month, and what you get there is way worth more than $10 a month, because I was telling you my friend Renee Rubio, who her passion is to answer people's questions. So let's say that you're somebody new to raw food, or you feel like you need support, and then you have questions. How long do I soak something? I'm feeling this way. Is that normal? Dara mentioned she had Hashimoto's. What does she take? Renee will text me and say, what supplements do you take? She'll ask me, where did you get that gems? I mean, I'll answer everything through Renee. She'll text me and I answer everybody's questions. I get on the live chats 3 times a week. Renee is there literally answering everyone's questions, and it's a family where everybody supports each other. So I told Matt that is one thing that I don't really promote, because it's just this beautiful little service. So that was something he thought would be really good.
Yeah, I'm kind of making her do this. She's done it. How many videos have you done?
I made one video about More with Dara and maybe mentioned it.
I mean, how many have you done in total?
Oh, close to 700.
700 videos.
Yeah.
And she talked about this one time or two or three times.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And
I don't promote my DVDs either.
She doesn't. Yeah. It's all labor of love. And it's just funny. You can see she's like, it's kind of difficult for her to, okay. So all the stuff that she offers for $10 a month is great.
Yeah.
Can we tell them how many members you have?
I think there's close to, it's somewhere between 80 and 100 right now.
Like 80 and 100. And that must help you out a lot.
Well, it's nice. It actually, no. I give most of it to Renee, because Renee is doing all the work. So it's more that I did it because I wanted to help her to do what she loves and to help people who have questions. Could it help me in the long run if there's lots and lots of people? Of course, it will help everybody.
So the point of all this...
Yes.
Dara has like this huge base of people that love her and want to support her, but they just don't know how.
Aww.
And regardless of like what you're getting, which is ridiculous amounts of stuff, which is total communication with you and all these other things. it's almost like I think people would just want to pay $10 a month to help you on this mission that you're doing.
I think that's why a lot of the people joined is that they, well, they do get more with Dara. I literally make videos for it that I wouldn't do on YouTube because they're a little more personal and we talk about more personal things there. So I think the people that came over there wanted to support what I'm doing because everything I do is for free, is out of love, and right. and it's nice. And then we get this little community that's a safe place. You know, there's sometimes on YouTube it's such a vast, wide open, you know, field right. where sometimes you want to be in a smaller little stadium. So I do appreciate Matt's trying to help me, because that will help me support what I do. I mean, there's just so long you can give and give and give. It's very important to have an energy exchange back. Thus, I'll look at all of this stuff. It's so fun. So, yeah, I really thank you. And I said to Renee, it's so funny, because I said, I can't wait to meet Matt. He's got such a sparkly, he's doing something so sparkly, and to see him in person is so sparkly. And I love that he knows business and how to manifest. So perhaps we'll work on something together, and he'll help me more in the future, because I know he wants to help, and that's really sweet. You know, that's really nice. I thank you.
Yeah. I remember talking to Kevin Gianni a while ago, and he did this, like, Inner Circle membership. This was years ago, before he had his child, whatever, and he had all these different members, and he was like, Matt, these are just people that want to support us. It's like, they're excited about what they're getting.
Yeah.
And it's like this, and it was like a lot more. This is like $10 a month. Right. I'm actually going to go join. Oh, and just to make sure, you know, you get that
all
the time.
That's really sweet. And you'll see my weird little videos that I post. But I think that, you know, I was just thinking, and I don't know if you could do this before you go away again. It's we have him for such a short amount of time in the U.S., but I think that there's a lot of people who do heart-based things that like I do that could use some business tips on how to turn it into more.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So perhaps we could do a little talk on that when you're not, I mean, I know we've given a lot and we've done a lot, but perhaps I could get you to come over and discuss business.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
How to turn what you love into money. Why not?
Yeah, totally.
Why not? Because money affords freedom and travel and to do more of what you love to do, which is inspiring and inspires other people. So really, I encourage us all to welcome in ways to bring in abundance. And you do that beautifully.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
So, everybody, we're sitting here. I think that we can literally get her another 100 or 200 subscribers, like, within the next 2 weeks.
That would be really fun.
I'm going
to
promote
Renee
it also.
Renee would love that because she benefits and she gets to do what she loves to do, which is important.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to help. That's really
yeah,
nice.
Well, I think they're going to help. It's like
you
more...
You guys are going to help.
You're, they're the ones that love you. I'm just going to be like sending to, you know, my list, but that's like... These are the ones that want to... Like,
yeah, it's growing. Over there is like a more intimate family. It's like growing a more intimate family. So it's definitely special. I love it over there. And you can see why if you join.
Right on.
Thank you so much,
Good
Matt.
Job.
Yay. Okay, we're done. Okay, hi everybody. I just pulled a Dara and I did about 5 minutes of talking about how great Matt Monarch is and the sound was off. So we are so lucky to have Matt Monarch in the kitchen today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and I'm going to go into a little bit about why I'm so happy to have him here, and then he's going to go on and tell us everything he'd like to share. But basically, Matt has been a leader in the raw food world for years. He has experimented. He's shared his findings. He has a lovely wife and a beautiful daughter, and they moved to Ecuador, and I want to find out about that. And the raw food world is servicing the world, really, with beautiful, not just products. I want to say that these are heart and soul items that our beautiful family members have developed to better humanity. And so I was so lucky to go, fortunate to be able to go up to Ojai and visit the raw food world and go to the warehouse, which has air blowing through, music playing, beautiful people packaging items and organizing. And in the bins, in these beautiful blue bins, it was kind of like being amongst family members, because I recognized different people who've developed the beautiful superfoods and the different,
right.
you know, all these different products and beautiful items that are so beneficial to us. So to me, I'm excited to get to know Matt because this is our first time connecting in person. And for me to be able to create abundance like that and share with the world, not only share information, but to share products and to be able to show that it is possible to do what you love and express love and be able to thrive and to flourish. So mm-hmm. I would love to know more about what you've done and what you're up to. And for those of you, one more thing, most of you know Matt Monarch. I mean, really, you would know Matt Monarch. And for those of you who don't, here he is.
Thank you, Dara.
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure that's it? You
know, no, I have so much more to say, but go ahead. I'll interrupt you, I'm sure.
Cool. So I've been on a raw food diet for 15 years, and many of you know my wife, Angela Stokes. She used to be 300 pounds, and now she weighs less than half of that from doing a raw food diet. She was on CNN and stuff like
that. Yeah. I know of her. I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've traveled all around the world, mm-hmm. like doing talks, every country, every state you can imagine. And we've done probably over 1,000 talks by now. And we've literally met, you know, thousands and thousands of people who have, you know, gotten into this lifestyle and have healed from so many illnesses, conditions, and degenerative diseases. And so I've kind of been, you know, studying and seeing like how this happens, how people can heal and stuff like this. So it's been my mission to kind of give people the layout on exactly how to do this.
Right. Through trial and error, both of you have experienced so much about the raw food diet.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to say that I said this in the first 5 minutes that didn't get recorded, but Matt's eyes, I knew I was going to like him as soon as I met him. I just knew it. Like, I knew we were going to connect. So much love coming out of his eyes, and there's a sparkly clarity, and the skin is like soft baby skin. And so, no, seriously, whatever he's doing is really working energetically. I can sense it.
Awesome.
So tell us about the colonics, Dara. The diet, I don't know if I can offer him a tonic. I'm going to step away from the camera, actually, and heat up the water and make a special tonic. If you could tell everybody about a little bit about what you found out that works for you.
Okay, for me or like trying to help other people?
Help other people, or whatever you want to say. I'm going to heat up the water. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's totally cool. I know like this is my seconds to get all my stuff in.
You have as long as you need. No, seriously, like I told Matt when we do videos here, well, I didn't tell him, I might step away from the camera to make something, and there is no time limit because I want you guys to have all the information that's supposed to come up. So whatever comes up and however long it takes, there you go.
We'll try to make it quick, guys.
No, they like long videos.
Okay, so as I was stating, I've met a lot of people that have healed from all sorts of diseases, and I also worked for, have you heard of Dr. Fred Bishi, Dara?
Yes, I have.
He was kind of like a mentor to me for over a decade. And he has a practice in Staten Island, New York. And I know you were talking about some Dr. Landenge, was that right that I heard?
No.
Oh, whoops.
Sadeghi, Dr. Sadeghi.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So Dr. Fred Bishi helps heal people from disease, and he's been on a raw food diet. He's 85, and he's been on a raw food diet for almost 60 years now, and he has an extremely high success rate from healing people of all sorts of diseases, and cancer is his specialty. So he was my mentor for, you know, many years. I've worked with so many people. And I also studied Dr. Anna Wigmore a bit. I don't know if you know who she is.
Of course I do.
Yeah, everybody
Sprouts
knows.
Sprouts and...
Yeah.
Yes.
Dr. Anna Wigmore...
I'm using this, your best cacao.
The Picari
cacao. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, go ahead.
So, back in the 80s, mm-hmm. she was helping people heal from all sorts of degenerative diseases. Like, the success rate with her was just insane. And she had this extreme method. And, unfortunately, she passed away. And many people know that today there's many health food institutes out there that bring people in and help them heal disease.
Right.
And she started all that
with her
methodology.
Yeah.
She does like this 3-step process to help heal people. And now every health food institute out there, there's like
Optimum Health Institute, right? Dr. Gabriel Cousins.
Totally.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They all utilize the same technique to help heal people.
Hmm.
Which is this method that Anne Wigmore developed. And I guess I could just go into that real quick.
Yeah, well, I would love to hear the 3 okay. steps. I think you have an excellent way of breaking things down.
Oh, thank you.
So do break it down.
Okay, cool. So this is about healing. But before I get into breaking this down real quick, mm-hmm. this isn't the only method to heal. There's many methods, of course. For example, Dr. Fred Bishi, who I've worked with for many years, he likes to meet people where they're at.
Yes.
And so you don't necessarily need to be on a 100% extreme raw food diet to heal.
Yeah.
And this is like one of the things I teach a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, you know, people in the raw foods movement are like,
no, I love that.
Yeah, Matt, you know, you're a raw food eater. What are you doing? To, yeah. But,
yeah. Your video where you were talking to the raw food leaders really spoke to me. And it's the language that we talk here amongst this family's YouTube channel, where they're at is so much more nurturing and gentle. And then they eventually get to be on their coolest journey.
Totally.
You know, exactly what their next step is.
Yeah.
Just like you're down to your one meal a day. We are going to get to talk about that, but go ahead.
Totally. I found it very fascinating. We're like tangent experts here. We're going to come right back.
Oh, I'm ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can stop me. Just say stop interrupting.
I've been watching Dara's channel. I love it. I was like, okay, when do I come to your set? I didn't realize this would be
set.
A kitchen. This is like really well done. There's
oh,
like,
you thought
like,
it was a set? Really?
Yeah, I totally thought it was a set. Like, I thought it was like...
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I might have to go powder my forehead. I was shiny. But go ahead. Keep going.
So I was watching your TV show with, what was her name?
Lori Barclay
Plutoto. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. She healed herself from, what was it?
Cancer.
Yeah.
Bone marrow cancer.
Bone marrow
so
cancer.
So they say that that's like it when you get it. And with Dr. Sadeghi's help, raw food, all healing, breathing, different modalities.
Right.
She cured herself of cancer.
Yeah.
Not only cured herself or reversed the symptoms, but she's really thriving. Like, she's super, like, on and healthy and gorgeous. Hi, Lori. I know she's going to be
What's up,
watching
Lori?
This.
I actually, because I was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
And because she gave her email address out during that video.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote her, and I asked her if she did colon cleansing during that time. And she went crazy into it. It sounded like she did like this series of And I'm not saying that's like the reason why she healed. It's just one of the aspects of the extreme method we're going to talk
Huge
about today.
Huge help.
Yeah. So I was just kind of curious, like if she used that as one of the.
I'm glad you found that out. I would have guessed that she did. I would have guessed it because when I met Dr. Sadeghi, he was in a clinic and there were colon hydrotherapists right near him. And I just know that's like the way to go if you need to get stuff out. I know that health and disease start in the colon, so why not clean it out?
Yeah.
How often do you do them?
Well, I'm going to restrict myself from talking about it too much because I'll tell you how much I do it. But like sometimes I just go off tangents because I'm really passionate about this type
Me
of
too.
Thing. Okay, cool. Well, it depends like what the situation is. When I'm traveling, I do it a little bit more because I'm like, it's pretty crazy. But I would say, and this is pretty crazy, like the more clean you are, the more often somebody should do it. Like a raw food eater, I feel it's more important than someone who's on a whole foods diet. We could talk about this too.
I love that. I'd love to hear that. Go ahead.
This is one of the reasons why so people don't succeed on raw food. Not the colon hydrotherapy, but okay, let's talk about this right now.
I'll try and talk it all. Go ahead.
Okay, first off, let's talk about what detoxification is.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of misinformation about this and what people think it is. Like, the new cleanse is out, they want to take a pill or something like that. Okay, so detoxification is when you eliminate something from your intake completely.
Yes.
For example, if you've been drinking coffee for 20 years.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you stop.
Yes.
You go through withdrawals, you get the shakes.
Yes.
You get a headache.
Oh.
And you get that
you
coffee
might even
breath.
Throw up.
You might even throw up.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there, she knows.
Yeah.
So you're going through withdrawals. And withdrawals is just, detoxification is just another fancy name for withdrawals.
Okay.
So that's what detox is. And the more things that you eliminate from your intake, the more intense the withdrawals are. For example, if you're drinking coffee, soda, and smoking cigarettes, if you were just to eliminate the coffee, the withdrawals would be less than if you just eliminated all three.
Right.
Like, way less.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, so we were talking about going extreme on a raw food diet or, you know, being more gentle on a whole foods diet.
Right.
So here we are. The raw foods diet, you're eliminating many, many, many things from your intake. If you think the coffee drinker has a bad, who eliminates one thing from their intake, imagine the raw food eater who eliminates coffee, refined sugars, processed starches, dairy, animal proteins, trans fatty acids, all those fancy ingredients on boxes and all that. Yeah, it's like insane, and people don't know what's going on. They get the shakes, you know, they want to do the raw food diet, but they don't, they're going through withdrawals, and they don't get it. This is supposed to be the best diet in the world.
Right, and all of a sudden they're like, I don't like this raw food thing. Right. It's scary.
And this detox is the stuff
I'm
coming
gonna
out.
I'm going to blend this. Keep going.
Yeah.
I want to hear.
So this detox is like the stuff seconds. We're trying to remove. It's like the disease.
Didn't leak much. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yes. So that's detox.
Right. So what happens is when we have a coffee drinker, they're going, let's go back to the coffee drinker. They have the shakes, they're going through withdrawals, and it's kind of like they're craving that coffee. They want it really badly. And if you were to drink that coffee, like give in and be like, it's almost like, what would it do? It would stop the withdrawals.
Yeah, it makes you feel better.
You would, the detox would be stopped. And then the shakes would go away, your breath would smell better, and on top of that, you get totally stimulated by caffeine.
Right.
Right. Right. So now, here we are on the raw food diet. People think they heard about it, they want to try it, they go on it overnight, they're going through withdrawals, they have no idea what's happening.
First they might feel good, though, so they're like, kind of like, ooh, I feel good, and then all of a sudden, they might hit it sometime.
Yeah, at some point. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then they're like, this feels really bad.
And some people, like, think they're raw because they're eating more raw, but they're not really eliminating everything completely. Does that make sense?
I'm going to give one of these to Rod.
Awesome. Hey. Rod's my buddy over here.
He's so awesome.
Maybe you give one to that cameraman and that one too.
We have no camera. It's pretty hardcore, reishi. It's not, no fat. Okay. I don't know if you want that, but you're more than
Let's try this, guys.
It's going to be bitter because I put a lot of reishi in, so we're going to have a very calm spirit. Yes.
Nice.
Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
My friend. I'm so happy. I feel so honored that Matt, in his short trip to the U.S. from Ecuador, felt, you know, like, really moved to come here and share with us. Mm. You know, I really do feel honored and delighted.
Oh, Dara. Yeah. Go on.
I will, after you leave.
All right, let's taste this.
It's probably really bitter.
Wow.
Let's see. Matt didn't want dates or certain things he didn't want in it, so.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's pretty good for no fat. There's no over fat. It's just got reishi. It's a yerba mate base. I used a liquid stevia and your beautiful cacao from Ecuador, which is my favorite. I have to say this is my favorite. I'm also flipped out about some of your products, which I can talk about after you leave. But there are certain ones that I would actually reorder, which doesn't happen for me that often. The purple the mulberries.
Sure.
The fruit-covered cacao beans.
Right.
The Living Libations skin products are off the hook.
Right.
And the cacao. So let's go on. Where were we? Do we remember?
Well, we can come back in a second, but there are a few things I got to say real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so I was telling Dara earlier that I eat one meal a day. I'm like extremely clean. I'm very sensitive. And I drink liquid through the rest of the day, maybe be green juices or whatever.
Right.
So I said when she makes this drink for me, only use liquid and like ingredients like powders, like reishi and stuff like that. Okay, so, and stevia. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that she put cacao in here, and I just took like three sips.
I forgot to tell you.
Yeah. I'm so wasted right now. I know
this
is crazy.
Don't drink the whole thing. I'm going to make you a plain tea one. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Because you're very clean right now, so this will like set you to a new...
I'm totally excited. I'm like fired up now on cacao. Like totally blitz out of my mind.
Three sips. Okay.
Totally.
Do you want a plain one without the cacao?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, cool. So carry on saying what you were going to say.
Okay.
Yeah?
Well, one more thing real quick. Now I feel like I'm at a party, like ready to dance and stuff.
You can play music.
So I asked Dara, you know, I'm coming from Ojai. I'm like, you know, the owner of one of the largest online raw food stores in the world. I'm like, what can I bring to you down here in Ojai? And she said purple mulberries.
The first thing that I thought of. I've been taking them, the purple mulberries, and putting them with cacao nibs, and I serve that as a treat to friends who come over, and it's like eating candy, and you're getting all of those amazing nutrients, like a party. There's a lot of things that I would love, but that's what came to my mind. Yeah.
Cool. So, she asked me for one bag of mulberries. One bag of purple mulberries.
Yeah. There's a zillion things that you could want from the raw food world, but it just was sweet of you to ask. So, a bag of purple mulberries would be really awesome.
All right. So I told Dara when we got here that we were driving a convertible and that the hood is kind of like plastic, and I didn't want people to steal my stuff, so we brought these boxes in.
You walked in with like four boxes of
It's
stuff.
Actually three boxes. But
yeah.
Let's go get the stuff ready.
Okay. Oh, I'm about to get a present. I'm smart enough to know that I'm about to get a present.
Let's see what we got going on here. Okay, so here's the purple mulberries that she wanted.
These are chewy. They're chewy and they're sweet. These are good in a salad. These are good with cacao nibs. These are just fantastic. Vitamin A, vitamin C, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of iron. Okay. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And my heart is beating like 1,000 beats per second right now.
Because of the cacao?
Totally. I'm not like a fanatic crazy, but it's just what it is.
When you get so clean, you're just one little taste of cacao could be like wild. This is just yerba mate. We're gonna get you. I should probably make him chamomile tea to calm him down. This is
There's
so.
No calming me down. But go ahead.
Well, we're having a party, and the only thing that's missing is music. Are you serious? Well, now I'm gonna invite some people over. Oh my gosh! You know what these are good. Wow, that's so sweet. You know, it's funny, when I went to the Raw Food World, he didn't even know I was going, and he was in Ecuador, and he was like, I would have left a present for you if I knew you were going to be there, which is so sweet. Wow. This is, thank you. This is so awesome.
Cool.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is that this is really what I like to do to go to parties, is I make the cacao, and I put in mulberries and some different, like, I make chocolates, and that's what this will be. I made a fig mulberry chocolate with your mulberries, the fig essence, the medicine flower fig essence, which I highly recommend, and it was delicious.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you so much. This is a plethora of mulberries. Thank you. Wow. That's very generous. In spirit, with knowledge, and obviously with mulberries and goodies.
That's so good.
So it's just yerba mate. We're going to bring it on. Too stimulating?
Oh, man.
Do you want the reishi?
Wait, is this like caffeine?
Well.
Oh, no.
You're not going to be sleeping for like
I'm not
a
sleeping
week.
In that. I'm already having issues sleeping because I just got on two airplanes. I slept for the last 4 hours. We're definitely partying.
Let me ask you a question. When you, let's say this does happen, would a great amount of exercise burn some of it off? What if somebody eats too much cacao or too much yerba mate? What would you recommend to them?
Okay, so first off, here I am. I'm in California, and I've worn my body down doing 10-hour plane flights and sleeping 4 hours a day. Okay, so there's two ways I can go. Mm-hmm. I could stimulate myself and run my body and make this whole trip work perfectly. But it's an expense to my health.
Right.
So what I do is I take care, my main mission in life is to take care of myself. Like I'm trying to, I force myself to sleep. I go and I like totally meditate and do like power naps or whatever I have to do. I eat very clean when I'm on the road, even more so than when I'm at home.
Me too.
Yeah, so it's like, and it's almost like it's very tempting to party on the road with like going to raw food restaurants. And I know raw food restaurants, most of you, to me, that's just like...
This is safe.
Yeah, that's totally safe.
Okay, Ghana Stamati is coming up. Go ahead. Yes, it is. It's fine. It's fine.
Come on, Dara Dubonnet, to get drugged up.
Dubonnet. Dara Dubonnet. It's like a, you know, it's so funny in our raw food world to find out what little, like it's an umbrella of raw food, but are you fruitarian or are you high fat or are you one meal a day, no cacao, no yerba mate? So before Matt came over, I was aware that there were going to be some nuances to this. So next time I think I'll ask in advance, but we're cool. We're good.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll have fun with this type of thing and party. Like after this trip I was planning on, you know, I finished all my talks. Okay, let's go to a raw food restaurant and stimulate myself and stuff like that. Yeah.
Do you know that you can go to Cafe Gratitude or a raw food restaurant and you can keep it pretty simple? Like I'll go there and order there. I am fulfilled with the dressing on the side and you can have... You know, it's pretty clean. So there's ways of doing it to visit those places.
Okay, before we move on,
yes,
I have to tell people that this has been a natural progression. I don't starve myself. It's almost like it's difficult for me to eat more. So I'm not like this fanatical raw food guy. I'm actually telling 99% of the people I eat to eat like whole foods.
Yeah.
To heal. Okay, let's talk about that real quick.
Yes, I just want to say, we're going to talk about that, but I just want to say that there is nothing malnourished, there is nothing, the skin is dewy, because I asked Matt, why one meal a day, and I don't know if this has been expressed, but the it really rings true that the air in Ecuador, the nutrients in the soil, whatever he's getting, his body has dictated that drinking his nutrients in liquid form without fiber during the day, which is like juices and teas or whatever, and then a big salad with a healthy dose of protein and fat, it's not like, there's no starvation, so it's just what his body has dictated because he's living where he's living and because he's gotten to the level where he's at. So go ahead, let's talk about whole foods.
There's actually a little bit more to that also.
I'm sure. Okay. That's my nutshell.
Okay, now I gotta break this out. If you were to go, okay, many of us who are watching Dara here, you're on a Whole Foods diet. And you aspire to be raw. So you know what it's like to eat healthy on Whole Foods.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so.
Pretty much, yeah.
And most of us have come from the standard American diet and we've adapted to this Whole Foods diet, right?
Yes.
And we used to eat things like fast food restaurants. Have you ever done that?
No. I wasn't a big fast food person, but I would eat things like spaghetti and pasta.
Spaghetti, pasta, and cheese,
and hamburgers. Stuff like that.
Okay, so now here we are.
I didn't like hamburgers so much, but good.
We're on the Whole Foods diet. Now, since you've adapted, you've cleansed so much, you've detoxified to where you've adapted to your new diet, to where that other stuff, you don't crave it anymore.
No.
So now, think about, how would that feel to eat that hamburger right now? What would happen to you?
I have nightmares about it, to be honest with you. Like, I in a dream, like, I'll get scared that I ate it, because I would be sick. I would be physically, I would feel ill, my stomach would go like this. You know, if I ate something that wasn't on my high vibration plan, it would bring me down.
Exactly. And we'd get sick, maybe.
Oh, I would get sick.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, so it's the same concept. So here I am. I went to a raw food diet. I've been doing this for 15 years, and this doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but I'm trying to put it in perspective here with Whole Foods.
Yes.
I've adapted to eating very small amounts of food because your body will, the more you eliminate, the more you detox. Mm-hmm. And once you get it all out, you're adapted to this new diet, and all that old stuff that you used to eat sounds crazy.
Yes, totally.
So for me, like even, so many people are on a Whole Foods diet. I'm on a raw food diet. I've taken it so far, which I'm not saying is necessary or even a good thing, but if I were to eat the whole foods, I'd feel like you would feel if you were eating the hamburger.
It brings you down. I would still feel if I ate the, like if I go to eat quinoa or if I eat like a potato something, it brings me down so much that it's just not worth it.
Right.
So.
And this has nothing to do, like there's like a rap for healthy people, like, oh, I'm scared to eat this or I'm scared to eat that. It's more like, it's just fact. Like you eat this stuff, you get sick. There's not, it's not like
you
mental.
You just don't feel
right. Okay, real quickly. Mm-hmm. Why in today's day and age, we have more illness, cancer, and all these other things more than ever before. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, from what I've seen, is we've never had such a processed food, standard American diet like we have.
Right.
This is the cause of disease. If we're talking from a physical aspect, there's also the whole spiritual stuff, which I like Lori talked about.
I know. I want to talk about that with you, too.
We can.
Yeah.
We're already here for like an hour.
He wants to miss traffic anyway, so we're going to be here for a long time. So, yeah, so.
Okay. So. That's the cause of disease. Okay, so
processed stuff that's void of nutrients and worse has things that
it damages the human body. It causes toxicity. It creates havoc inside.
Right.
So why is a raw food diet so good? And I want to tell you why I think it is the number one reason why I feel it's so good. But a lot of people, you know, they think that it's good because it has enzymes and it's alive and it's very water rich. And these are all good things. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, from my perspective, the number one benefit of the raw food diet is not that, but you're eliminating all the stuff that causes disease. It's actually more important what you don't eat than what you actually eat. You could eat raw foods and superfoods until you're blue in the face, but if you're going to go to McDonald's three times a day, you might not get too far, if that makes sense.
It totally makes sense.
Totally.
So Whole Foods is like the safe ground. Like many of us have...
Did we name exactly what Whole Foods are?
We'll do that right now.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't remember us doing it.
So. Okay. Okay, real quickly, tangent, but...
I love tangents.
Okay, there's all these... If you look at all the old people today, they're in old age homes, they're on walkers and canes, And they're just, like so sad, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is what we're trying to avoid in the long run, right?
Right. We want to be able to dance right. in our old age. Exactly. Kick our legs up and
right.
shake it up. And, yeah.
And this is why Whole Foods is a safe ground, because you're eliminating the cause of disease. So
I'm thinking I want you to say a list
okay,
of Whole Foods.
Okay, Whole Foods right now. Let's talk about Whole Foods. Okay.
I know what they are. I just want to hear what you have to say, because you're very good at breaking it down.
Okay. I like to break down food into the following food groups.
Okay.
We've got raw food, mm-hmm. refined sugar, mm-hmm. processed starches, animal protein,
okay.
and dairy.
Okay.
So if we understand that what we eliminate from our diet is key, we want to eliminate the foods that are most damaging to the body.
Right.
And a lot of people think, oh, I'm a vegetarian, I'm healthy, and they eliminate dairy and animal protein, and then to compensate, they load up on refined sugars and processed starches.
A lot of white food. A lot of white, mushy food.
And those things are whole foods, you know? I mean, I'm not...
Those are whole foods, but not necessarily good whole foods.
Right, exactly. Right. But, I mean, for example, on Fred's diet, and many diets out there that were organic, all the good stuff, mm-hmm. in small amounts, I'm not an advocate for animal protein. You know, I don't even eat it myself. But there's... People can succeed on that.
Yes.
And be healthy.
Yes.
Eat it in salads and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Yes.
Refined sugars and processed starches mm-hmm. are the two main things that we want to eliminate completely.
Yes.
And refined sugars are anything with, like, sugar. Like, refined sugar. Like, cookies,
cookies, whatever. Processed candy, chocolate.
Yeah,
and the white foods, the refined starches are
processed
like the
starches,
pastas and
pasta,
the breads and the... right. All
yeah,
of that
croissants,
stuff.
Croissants, cereals. That's refined sugar. Yeah, all mm-hmm. that stuff. And then, you know, just be smart. No trans fatty acids.
I was going to say the oils.
Yeah,
the oils
crazy.
That go into those muffins are just as toxic as the gluten and stuff.
Right. So this is like what I've studied. I want to help mm-hmm. people. And we've actually created a diet. Like, all the foods that you can eat
mm-hmm.
that are whole foods. And some of them might not be whole foods, but, like, for example, it's grown from the earth. Like, it might be quinoa pasta or, like, this brand Tinkiata pasta. It's gluten-free.
Okay.
It's made from whole food, but someone would say, oh, that's processed. But it's not processed, like, in the term processed. So, I have this diet.
That would be a whole food, processed food that would be okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's tolerant, and that's awesome. Because that's the kind of way I feed my daughter. She's not eating a raw food diet. She's eating a whole foods diet.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's actually animal protein on this list of foods, you know, just the stuff that's okay, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
So, can I give them a URL for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to list whatever, totally. Give it to them, and then we'll list whatever you want underneath, but go ahead, for sure.
Right. Well, this has, if you could just, like, on this list at therawfoodworld.com,
mm-hmm.
/, wholefoods.html.
Okay.
If you can eliminate everything from your diet... But what's on this list, and it has lots
that's
of stuff.
That's awesome. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
We're talking baked potatoes.
Okay.
We've got beans and rice, just mm-hmm. all sorts of things on there, even eggs. And I know vegans are going to go crazy at me, but I'm here to help heal people.
Yeah.
If you could eliminate...
I love that you're passionate about healing people. That's the point. It's not about being so rigid and being so dogmatic and so, you know, like a dictator. It's about how can we get some healing happening here.
Right.
Good. Okay, go ahead. I have a list.
So if you could eliminate everything from your diet but what's on this list...
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yay.
You did it. You have the potential in the long run to be mm-hmm. degenerative disease-free, pharmaceutical drug-free, unlike... 90% of the population, well, maybe less, I just made that number up.
Right.
Not in a cane or a walker, being healthy.
Being able to dance. Like, when you're an older, and we don't want to say an old lady, we're going to be like a young, just up in years, you know, being able to, on YouTube, I saw this woman who was so cute, she was like dancing, but she had to like stop every minute, and she couldn't do the moves that you could see her spirit wanted her to do.
Right.
Like, she was jamming into some Elvis Presley or something, and she was rocking out, and you're like, she's not really moving that much, but it's really cute. We want to be able to move, you know?
Right.
Move our bodies. And this the way of eating so alkaline enables us to have, you know, we don't have that acidity that kind of locks us up. We can be fluid.
Right.
So it's not, I love that Matt, who has been doing this for 15 years, and he's like, seriously, one of the leaders who knows so much, who's saying, and he's saying, at the peril of sounding crazy to the vegans, he's saying, do what you need to do.
So should I continue on this whole entire thing?
Totally. I'm going to drink my cacao and yerba mate. He's having gynostemma, which is a green tea. It's a longevity herb tea blend, and then it's not caffeinated. The tea bag out.
Okay.
No. It's not caffeinated. You're safe. You're calm. Poof, you're calm.
Okay, so we've kind of established for many people the cause of disease is eating the processed foods, which creates toxicity in the body. And when we improve our diet, it's almost like we're removing it.
Right. I'm going to plug in the charger, so you keep talking. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So the highway to getting the stuff out, to getting the disease out, is what the health food institutes do. They throw you on an extreme raw food diet, and you start going through withdrawals and detox, and then they make you colon cleanse like every single day while you're there to help move it out. This is like the highway speedy process that you can do. And when you do Whole Foods, that withdrawals isn't as extreme, so you're not kind of, it's like a bit easier to handle. And colon cleansing is very beneficial for healing disease, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if you want to take the high route, like Ann Wigmore did, who had the highest success rate, who are people who are willing to go extreme and go this route, that's what was happening.
Right.
And the colon cleanse. Okay, last thing about colon cleansing.
I love colon cleansing.
Okay.
Love.
There have been times where people have just slightly improved their diet and were willing to do the series of colonics a couple times a year or whatever. If they were really sick, they would just go crazy with it.
Right.
And based off of that, they healed. It's just, that's how powerful it is.
Right. Right.
I mean, I don't want...
You can explain.
Why.
I love to explain why. I mean, I would love to hear you explain why. And don't worry about being graphic. It's like elimination is so important. And it's like the key to good mood. It's the key to health and vitality and absorbing all the nutrients. You could have the most gorgeous mulberries with just vibrant with nutrients. But if the lining of your colon is clogged and the cilia aren't grabbing, you're just not getting. So go ahead. I would love to hear why you explain why. But it's so, it's such a beautiful thing.
Cool.
I say, is it being sexy? You have to have a clean colon in order to be sexy.
It's actually true. No, you don't have to do that to be sexy, but... The celebrities, they all know this. And what they do is twice a year, they go on a juice fast and they do colonics like crazy during the entire 7-day juice fast. It's like hitting the reset button. It's a beauty secret. And then with the green juice, like the skin and all that stuff.
They know this.
Yeah, and that's what they do.
If I were going to an event tomorrow, I'd get a colonic and I'd rebound and I'd drink green juices. That's what I would do. That's beautifying.
Right. And... That's cool. And see, this is where another misconception is, because people don't understand how beneficial it is. Like, people think, oh, I go to the bathroom 3 times a day, then I don't really need to do colonics.
Most people do not go to the bathroom 3 times a day.
It's not just about getting, like, the solid feces out, though. Just so much more.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the water removes the invisible waste matter, such as gas. Many people probably go on a raw food diet, and they have so much gas, they don't know what's going on. It's part of the withdrawal process. Acid and things like this. For example, here we have this glass of water. If we were to put like a handful of dirt and dust and junk in there, the water would kind of like suck it up and absorb it into this equilibrium right here. So the water is in your colon, right? And it goes into the body. So it's like the water is in and it needs to fill up with waste. And it's not just solid feces. All your organs dump into it. It just sucks up.
It's absorbing.
Right. And people have done colonics and it's like acid's pouring out. They don't know what is going on.
Right.
Yeah. So it removes it out. That's like the waste station of the human body. And then once that's gone, your body is like so empty there, it could actually unload again. And this is like the process.
That's why you need to do not just one. You go.
Right.
Because then the first time, hydrate. So it softens a lot of the stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also want to, and also another disgusting, important thing to say, is that a lot of time, you know, parasites and yeast get caught up in feces that's stuck in the clogged colon, but also in the lining. So if there's a lining that's kind of stuck there, that's where things can live under that, and colonics will soften and move that.
Right.
So who wants stuck feces? That's really, I know it's really not pleasant. Who wants yeast and parasites? It's really... That is, you know, when you get clean from that, your eyes get white, your skin gets bright. It's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. I know it's a little uncomfortable for people, so.
I think they're worried about, well, what's that like? I go in and there's actually a person. But if you did it alone, fine, you're in the privacy of your own space, and you can do them inexpensively at home and do enemas at home. But when you go to a place, you're like, oh my God, there's a person there who's actually going to stick something there. But what you need to remember is that anybody who is a colon hydrotherapist is an angel. They have wings on. They have absolute wings on. They're there to care, and they're doing this amazing service for humanity. And any colon hydrotherapist I've met just has the hugest heart, you know? So it's not, it's just, it's all like very clinical, and it's neat, and they're really just angels. And so, and it's not embarrassing. It's just all like matter of fact. So once you get past the first time of doing, you're like, okay, now I know, you know, what's involved. And the benefits and the way you feel after far outweigh any discomfort. It's like insta happy, like insta light on your feet.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So this is inspiring me to make a series. I have this woman, Monica, around the corner at Transformational Health, and she's just, she's an angel, and she, and it's spiritual, and it's psychological, and it's just this, you know, it's just a release. It's like saying, you know, I'm willing to let go of whatever doesn't serve me. I'm willing to be my best self. And in order to be your best self, sometimes you gotta let go. You know, you gotta just be able to be willing to let go of things. And having aid and assistance in that manner is essential, really.
Right.
Yeah. So cool. I like the idea that Matt's saying, even when you get cleaner, it's more important. And that rings true to me. I'm not entirely sure why, but it's ringing true. Why is that?
It's because you go through, okay, the most cleansing thing that anybody could do is a water fast, because you're eliminating everything from your intake but water.
Right.
And you're supposed to lie in bed as you detox.
Right.
So now, you eat a little bit of cooked food, right?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, cool.
I'm like, pretty much, I eat all fruit during the day. I eat a lot of greens. I'll have a green juice, fruit during the day. And then, like you, I'm pretty close to yours, except I'm adding cacao at times. But
nice.
I have a big salad at night. Like last night, for example, my salad was a huge bowl of spinach and some mixed greens, spirulina, orange and lemon juice, and I added nori, pieces of nori. And it was a huge, and olive oil or some kind of fat, whether it's tahini or it's hemp oil or it's the Udo's 369, I will add some fat, and that will be a massive bowl of fiber and, you know, satisfying. So
nice.
So that's what I eat. So I'm pretty clean.
Cool.
In that department.
Nice. Cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So remember we said the more you eliminate, the more withdrawals you go through. Mm-hmm. So a fast is the most cleansing thing you can do. Now, a raw food diet is like 90% water. You take an apple, you can blend that into a liquid. So it's almost like you're eliminating, it's like you're eliminating, and whole foods would be you're eliminating even less, so the withdrawals are less. So the more you eliminate, the more withdrawals we go through. And we've been, you know, eating not the best for decades and decades, living in this type of environment.
And breathing,
and you're dealing
in
with all this stuff.
And, yeah.
Everything's just like being thrown out, especially the more you eliminate.
Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, what Matt and I are both encouraging everybody to do is to get, just go to your next level, like the next step up, right?
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah.
Cool.
I just love this. I could go on and on about hearing about, what intrigued you about Lori? What was the most intriguing? I know that that really stood out to you, that video. And you wanted
right.
to talk about spirituality, I think, about
yeah.
what, how it wasn't only the food. To think
right.
that it's only the food is not reality. We know that there are some very people who eat whole food or raw food, and they might be rigid.
Right.
And they might be in some fear. So
right.
what are the things that you mentioned, the spirituality of getting well?
Right. So I've been on a raw food diet for 15 years. The first 10 years, just from seeing all the success of people healing,
mm-hmm.
and then working under Fred, who, you know, mentioned, you know, Matt, it's amazing. If people actually do this, the success rate is practically 100%. I had this, like, belief that if someone did this mechanical process,
right.
that they would heal. And if
right.
if they weren't doing it, I'd be like,
yeah.
like, I know
if they weren't healing, then you'd be like, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, like, okay,
right.
what's really going on here? Are you, like, eating and not telling me?
Sneaking
yeah.
something
yeah.
in.
Then as I, you know, learned and grew, I began to learn more about spiritual stuff. I began to see something deeper happening.
Right.
And so this is just as important as, you know, the raw foods and detox and all that other stuff from healing from disease. For example, I have a friend who came down with breast cancer.
Yeah.
And she came to me looking for help. And I was like, okay, I told her about all this methods and how what to take and how to heal. And she was ready to do it. And deep down inside, I knew what was going on because I knew the guy she was with was cheating on her.
Mm.
She wasn't putting herself first, always still doing everything in her power. And there was a lot of pain there.
Right.
And so I'm just like, it's almost
hard
like, it's
area,
almost,
yeah.
And she developed breast cancer.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, I want to service her on a physical aspect, but the root is something else.
Yes.
And this is what Lori was teaching.
Yes.
That. Yeah. So what happened was I talked to her and I said, you know, this might not be my place. And I was like, kind of, she's like, I want to know. Tell me everything. I want the truth.
Yeah.
And I said, I can sense that in your relationship, something's off there. Not everyone can sense this, but I'm just tuning in. And then all of a sudden she just broke out crying on my chest. And then she was better soon after because she like
isn't
did
that
what
amazing?
She needed.
Yeah. It's identifying the cause. It's not taking a pill to cover up or taking food to cover up something that is causing. It really always is an emotional, psychological, or spiritual situation that can be understood.
Exactly.
And once there's understanding, the healing can happen rather quickly.
Right.
So that's what Dr. Sadeghi talks about. That's what Lori talks about. That's what I talked about when I started healing my thyroid, is identifying that it is the area of communication and that it's important to speak. Whatever we all, because we're human, came in with these lessons to learn. So perhaps when there is stress or there's stressors or there are relationship issues, there might be, not for everyone, but there might be a weak link somewhere in our bodies. And it's this amazing gauge or this navigational tool that when that area, that weak link flares up, it's like your body going, hello, you know, this is, look at this area and what emotions are connected to the breast or to the over, you know, this area or to the thyroid or to whatever area it's happening. Louise Hay talks about this, where there are emotional and psychological triggers for these areas. And so to identify that, and she cried and she got her healing. And then combined with feeding yourself the most pure, high vibration, nutrient-rich food, that in combination is a really good point.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That is.
I can share
please.
Like, kind of, I could give steps on how to heal spiritually.
Yes.
Heal disease spiritually.
Yes, because we always, it's funny, like, we're all mentioning these topics or these ideas, but how do you do it? Go ahead.
Yeah, because that's like my, I'm good at breaking things
up. The more you can watch and hear from Matt, the better. We're going to post links below, but tell us how, if you can break that down.
Okay. Okay, so many of us have many emotional issues.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this person was taking advantage of them, and many of us might have a family member or a neighbor or a friend who takes advantage of us,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have the strength to put boundaries up and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe you're having a relationship issue, or you have childhood issues, and it's so painful, and it's not like a physical pain where you like have a cut right here. It's like emotional. You can't visually see
it
on the body.
It's hard to see it.
It's like in the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what many of us do is we avoid looking at it. We don't want to look at it because it's painful. And we do things such as we watch TV.
Yes.
Or we'll go on Facebook for hours on end.
Yes.
And watch all the feeds and stuff like this. While we're focused on that, while that just festers and you're totally in a different world.
Right.
But this is like our life here. This is like being in the moment and you're like
right.
running away from it.
You're numbing.
Yeah. So
you're avoiding. Right.
What the key is, from what I've learned,
mm-hmm.
is you have to pinpoint it in the ethers, in your body, your spiritual body of some sort of aspect, and look for it. It's not this feeling like we were talking about, but it's like a pain, an emotional pain, and we want to like find it, like look for it inside of our body. And find it, pinpoint it, the ow, and just stare it down.
Yeah.
And just look at it and go into it. And you might like start to cry or you just go, no, like whatever. That's the release. And the more you can do this, the more healing happens, the stronger you become, and the weaker that becomes, and then you completely fill in. And this is like gaining your true self and power.
Mm. So kind of like more you look at it, the more you're witnessing it, not fighting it, not ignoring it, not avoiding it, you're, right. by your being with it, it gets to dissolve. It doesn't hold that same power, that same energy, right?
Right. You like, it dissipates. It's almost like reclaiming your life, and you might need to make changes, maybe not.
Right.
Like you see, okay, this person's taking advantage of me. A lot of people have issues putting boundaries up. Like someone comes over every day and sits on your couch and you can't say no to them or something like this. And
Like if you can't possibly put up the boundaries because that force is too strong, then you might need to make the change to, you know, lock the door and not have the person come in and sit on the sofa. And you might have to make that change.
And we're fighting for our life here. So if it's strong, we got to try it with all our might still and do all the changes and everything like that.
That's a really, really, really good point, is that it's our lives we're talking about. It's our health. So that these stressors or not having the boundaries and taking in and holding the pain and not seeing it is kind of like it's sucking our life force and shortening our lifespan, I think.
Absolutely.
So it really is a choice. Is it the person, is that person sitting on the sofa more important than my longevity? Really?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, is eating that hamburger more important than my longevity? Is being a nice person to this person who's taking advantage more important than your strength and life force? Well, who are you responsible for? Yourself? Who? Maybe your children. Maybe you want to be here for your parents and you want to be here for your loved ones. So that choice to be brave enough to sit with that discomfort.
And go into it.
Yeah. So you look at it and you let it be whatever it is. It might.
Yeah, it's not only for physical health. It's key for spiritual health, emotional health, every health.
Yeah.
It's almost like, okay, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take care of my spiritual body. So what I'm doing is I'm kind of like scanning. I look for any negative aspects that are kind of uncomfortable. Like, not physical again. This is like something here. Okay.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Okay, now I've pinpointed it, I'm staring it down. Okay, I've been doing this a lot. That's gone, it's dissipated, it's completely gone. Now I'm going to search my spiritual body. I'm taking care of it, looking for the next, okay?
What are you finding for people who are not really sure what
to do? It's like a pain, like almost like a, it's different, every aspect, it could be anything. It's almost like a cry, or I'm just trying to give an example.
An energy block.
Like a tight, yeah. For example, yoga, that's a technique to you feel like when you start doing stretches, all of a sudden, like, there's crazy energy, you, like, got it out or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you look at it, it dissipates our suffering. And people don't really understand this aspect. Maybe many of you can relate by this. Many, many of us have been in our cars, we're driving, and you're just like, ow, this sucks. Just in pain. You know, we've all been there, right? You're not bleeding. There's some sort of pain going on.
You're just like,
it sucks, right? So we got to see what that is.
Right.
This is like being in the moment. This is like living life. This is like reclaiming your life. This is like...
You can look at it and readjust it. You can look at it and identify that it's not really, doesn't have to feel that bad. You can readjust it, really.
Let's say you're a guy... You're uncomfortable with women or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, okay, so you're uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
So there's this feeling of uncomfortableness, and you're always shying away. There's just, like, nothing going on. Okay, so it's, like, the same concept. You're with a girl, and, you know, you want to get married. You want to meet a woman. You want to have a girlfriend or whatever. We got to overcome this. So
the
when you're talking,
this is a perfect example.
So now you look at the discomfort, and you've got to learn how to overcome that. If other people could do it, then don't you think you can?
Right.
It's all like a...
Be love. Oh my gosh, this is leading me into the next best and most important question and topic, because all of this, everything we do is to get to love. And Matt loves Angela. Matt, he loves his daughter. I was thinking I would travel to the ends of the earth to interview men who love their woman. And guess what? I have chills. There's one standing in my kitchen. Tell me a little bit about love. Tell me what it's like to love a woman like that, because she's a great woman. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you get her? He's beautiful. I'm only kidding. But, like, she's magnificent. She's beautiful.
I could tell you how I got her. I kind of was a little...
I want to know how you got her. Go ahead.
Okay, so this was probably, like... Oh, I don't know. I'm not good with dates, so...
Me neither.
Don't get... Okay. When we first met, Angela was kind of like this budding princess into the raw food world. And I've been here for like 5, 6, 7 years already. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she lost all this weight. And, you know, she actually called me asking me... She called our website, emailed our website, asking if I would be willing to carry her ebook. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, here's another person, because we're always getting, like, requests. And I'm like, okay, maybe we could do this. And then I went to her website, and I saw her picture, and I'm like... Okay, we'll carry your ebook. And then, what else would you like?
Bright blue eyes, beautiful hair, just a beautiful woman. I mean, you could see she's beautiful and cool.
So the way I did it was...
Okay.
It was like, she was just like this new little fish in the water. And I just like snatched her really quick before anybody else...
That's the feeling that I got. I'm like, Matt snatched her.
I totally snatched her. Like,
I saw that happen. I remembered when you guys got together, I knew of you both. And I was like, wow, he really... Good job.
Yeah, and I'm absolutely in love with her.
It's been how long? It's been 5 years?
More than that.
6, 7?
I think so. 8.
we don't know. It doesn't matter. Time does not matter. But it's been a long time, and now there's a beautiful baby girl. And if you read, or when you read Matt's newsletters, it's like, he loves being here, obviously, but to be away from his daughter and his wife... So how does a man, I mean, literally, I remember thinking about you and Angela. I know Peter Ragnar is in love with his woman. I want to know of more couples, you know what I mean? That where the man, because we find women who want to be in relationships and who can love a man, but to see a man who loves a woman, who really, really knows how to cherish a woman, can you tell us anything about that, like to women, what to look for, or to what to hold out for, or to any advice? Or words of wisdom on love. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't really know. I just know that Angela is, like, so sexy. Like, I just... It's like...
Yeah.
Whatever. How can I help you? What's going on?
What can I do for you?
Yeah, exactly.
So the women might want to hold out for a man who believes that they are the sexiest, who knows that they are the most beautiful. Yeah. You know, don't settle for...
And I'm pretty lucky. I mean, I'm extremely lucky because, you know, all my life I would date women. There'd all be this game playing and all this other stuff. And there's a lot of pain involved. Angela's just like, there's no games. There's no drama. It's just, you know, like...
Clarity.
Yeah,
there's no... I can see clarity in her face.
There's no worry about, like, I don't have to be a certain way or anything like that. You know what I mean? That's what I've always wanted. So it's like, I don't know, we're be talking to men too. How do you find a woman?
I think it just takes, I think there is something to being clean and clear and bright, to being clean on your insides, so that you can even notice if the woman of your dreams is there in front of you. Yeah. You know, you had been raw for a number of years and clean, so that you can see heart. You can see, like, I can see your heart through your eyes, and you can't see that if you're clogged. So my message to people is to get clean, and so that we can feel our hearts and feel energy. And, but I don't know, I'm happy to be in the presence of Matt. You know, there's always controversy around people who have businesses and are making money, and I am celebratory of that. I buy into none of that. I believe that if we celebrate other people for being abundant, then we have abundance in whatever way is important to us. Abundance is different for everybody. And I also believe that my gifts to the raw food world are different than Matt's gifts to the raw food world. And if we can really, you know, harness or let flourish our particular unique gifts, then there's something to learn from Matt, and then there's something to learn from me. And for those of you, I encourage you to express yourself in whatever special gift you have in what you're learning about healing and wellness. So I love what Matt's up to with the raw food world and creating abundance and beauty for his family in Ecuador. I mean, you could see pictures of the peace there and the greenery and the, you know, wow.
So amazing there.
You can make your life. I mean, what this man is standing for, first of all, he's gorgeous in person. I can see him up close. He's standing for, he's standing for doing what you love and being successful. And, you know, when people do that, sometimes there's those who are not happy with their lives who want to say, oh, but he's doing this, or he's not doing this, or he said this. It's like, so what? So what? Whatever he's doing is working, and it's helping so many people. And so vegan, not vegan, it's like, let's just all be kind to each other. I loved your message from the message to the raw food leaders and to the world about what we're doing is, I'm getting the chills again, what we're doing, anybody who's spreading messages of love and wanting to help other people get well deserves to be celebrated and boosted and supported. And so if there's little differences of opinion in the raw food world, fat, no fat, if it's okay to have certain supplements or not the supplements, or, you know, I don't like this because he's selling, it's not the love. The love is what's important, and we're like this big in the world of a lot of what I would call less than lovelies. This is a lovely, okay? We have lovelies, and let's just all support each other and do that. That's what I believe in. And I know you guys do too. I know this family that we are growing here. That's what I said. Matt said, well, I could put your DVDs, I'm like, my DVDs on, and I would love to have my DVDs on your, but selling my DVDs isn't important. My putting out my DVDs was just being able to give you guys more at a higher quality of what I do. My biggest gift is growing this YouTube family, our family, and growing this message so that other less than lovely powers that be see how important this is. It's almost like the same thing as using your money to support organic farmers in buying organic food at the markets or supporting farmers markets, because wherever we put our money or our attention or our subscription or our, you know, wherever we put our attention, the bigger that grows, the more other people take notice, and it just snowballs and it grows and it ripples, and that's what's important to me is I don't think anybody deserves to be feeling less than their potentially fantastic, gorgeous self. I think that if everybody knew what we knew, they would be doing it. If everybody knew what it felt like to feel like this and to look into the eyes of somebody who is vibrating on a beautiful level, they wouldn't ever want to eat something that took them away from that. And I could go on and on. That's like, oh, we don't want to make it long. I'm like, I could go on. As long as I'm having goosebumps, I'm going to keep going. But it's like, you know what I mean? Like, we get to have that, it's an indescribable feeling to connect with a like-minded, loving human being who is clean, clear, and bright.
Right. It's totally, like, crazy spiritual also. Like, being in this body, the vibration, like, the spiritual downpour is insane, and it's, like, the number one reason why I eat what I eat today, and why I eat one meal and stuff like that.
I'm going to the one meal thing. No, I'm close to the one meal thing because I'm doing fruit and juice. But the funny thing is the other day, I'm sitting in the living room with my daughter, and she said, Mommy, guess what page I'm on? She was reading, and I go, 167. And she said, Mom, I just turned to 168. And I was like, okay, I'm tapped in. I'm going to keep eating the way I'm eating. It's working. So that's the thing, is being tapped in and tuned in and vibrating at a level that beautiful people appear with beautiful information and beautiful energy to give and share, and we are blessed. We are all blessed with this ability. Everybody is. Yeah.
Yes. Right.
I hope we get to meet Angela and the baby. You should see the baby. She's gorgeous.
She's like, she's 18, almost 19 months, and she's taller than most 3-year-olds. It's pretty crazy. And she's on a raw food diet like we are, but with breast milk, lots of breast milk.
Okay.
And she's very cognizant. It's just like amazing.
Bright, bright, bright.
Very bright.
And Ecuador, so I know you love them both so much. Yeah. And the bait, so that's going to be such a great reunion when you go back. But I'm so glad that you came here. Is there anything else that you want to share before we...
Yeah, I wasn't really done, but you started talking.
We're not done.
I mean, done with giving you gifts. I've got more
stuff. Oh, that's fun. It's so good to be able to receive, too. You know, we have to let go, declutter. But when you declutter, you make room for goodies. Are you kidding me? I love, love, love the Raw Food World. I'm actually going next week. I don't know if you're not going to be here. I'm going with Rochelle on Friday.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
These are the best kale chips in the world.
You know who does the flavor? This is why my family was in your bins at the Raw Food World. Matt Samuelson is creating the flavors.
I know Matt Samuelson.
Yes. These are awesome.
I knew she was going to like these, so I got her like...
I love these.
Okay.
We love these. Jada loves these too.
These are also very popular. They're the superfood cereals.
Okay.
Just add.
I haven't had this.
No, they're really good.
No, I'm really excited.
These are the two best flavors. I haven't tried the new. There's six flavors in total now. These are the two new ones.
Oh my god, these look so good. Make some fresh vanilla almond milk, and have this with some fruit. Wow.
I could vouch these are good. I haven't tried these ones yet, but okay. They just came in.
Maca honeycomb. I'm sure that's delicious.
Raspberry
sprinkled
detox.
Sprinkled on smoothies. Sprinkled on the superfruit ice cream that I made with Jeff, the rawtographer.
Another kale chip.
Oh my god, I gotta open these.
Okay, and these are more like
Lydia, she's fantastic.
Yeah, they're easier to digest for people like me.
Really?
Yeah, but they're both really
okay.
Really good.
Well, some have a little more fat than others. And Lydia was one of the originals, and she travels. She has a traveling booth that goes to all these amazing festivals and puts a lot of consciousness and love into what she does. So
this is another Matt Samuelson. Or Blessings, at least. They're sweet onion. This is
Blessing.
New.
I never met her, but she works with me. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
These are sweet onion veggie crunches. It's really, you know, it's great to have the snacks. Oh my gosh, okay. Are you leaving this all with me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Aww.
Okay, you guys. Mm-hmm. This is just... Are you open to trying something right now?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, this is just like the
latest. Oh, these just came in when I was there. You couldn't sell them because they weren't labeled. And I can't believe you bought them. So I was like, no, I have to try these. These are real cookies. Cream sandwich. Almond oat and vanilla bean cream sandwiches. This is what we've all been waiting for.
This is like, everyone just goes crazy over these.
That's not even funny.
It's just like, these are like the gourmet, decadent... Like, this is something you find at Pure Food and Wine.
Yes.
Yeah. This is just like... This is like a lot. This is heavy. And
I have to say, I could eat half of this and feel satisfied with a cup of tea or a tonic. These are a treat. These would make a great gift to somebody going newly
raw. Totally. And someone going newly raw could probably polish off two of these without a problem. There's so many different flavors. There's like a chocolate, vanilla.
I can't believe you brought them.
So you can do that. You can do everyone. We got like four different flavors here. One's ginger spice. Okay, these are great for kids. These have been in the
My daughter season. Will like these. And she's picky.
Nice. These are the power wraps. Have you had these before?
They're nori.
You don't like nori?
I love nori. I just had tons of nori in my salad. What I was going to say is that if you're traveling, drink a lot of water because these are dehydrated. But these are the kind of foods you keep in your car, in your backpack.
Right. My daughter loves these, by the way.
So what are they? They're nori-wrapped energy sticks. Masala-flavored. So it's got sunflower seeds, Brazil nuts, which you need for selenium. I don't know how we're getting selenium any other way. These are totally legit.
Okay, wow. Real quickly. You know our business is in Ojai, right?
Yes.
You're a fruit lady.
Yes, I am.
Have
you
tried
these? Persimmons?
These are like... These are the high chia persimmons that like melt, you know, it's not like the apple type ones.
Mm-hmm.
They like strain, they put them in the sun and dry them on strain. They're still wet. And we have a limited supply of these. Will you try one?
Of course. The persimmons, you guys know, they know I'm a freak about persimmons, the high chia persimmons. And what I would do with these is just slice these and have them like a little bit, wow. Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm making her taste like the...
Well done.
Okay,
Matt.
So we've got some...
Oh my gosh.
Flavored nuts, white chocolate and Thai lemon curry from Living Intentions. I wanted to gift you a chlorella tablet, 1,000 tablets of pure yumminess.
This is great for travel. You read my mind because I don't have any chlorella, and chlorella is such a good way to get... We got kelp noodles. My Thai peanut, I have a Thai peanut noodle recipe somewhere on this channel.
Have you heard of these?
No, you know what? I have, but I had them. Let's open those.
Okay.
Oh no, now I'm having fruits and nuts, but that's okay.
Okay, real quickly, as you guys know.
This is insane.
My heart is beating like 1,000 times a minute because I had yerba mate and raw chocolate, which is totally fine.
He had like this much, but okay.
But what, me and Angela don't like eat these types of foods anymore. We just choose not to. There's nothing wrong in them. It's just something we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we stone grind these in a stone grinder or blend them.
The peely nuts.
And you know when you make chocolate, you like have to use ingredients such as coconut butter, like Artisanal's coconut butter, or cacao butter, or something like that, to where you put it in the refrigerator, it gets hard again.
Yeah, I've been using just coconut oil lately, but yes.
Yeah, and that gets hard again. Yes. And then it melts faster when you use coconut oil. Or,
yes,
yeah.
It does.
So this, we did it by accident.
Okay.
We wanted to make peeling nut butter. And we put it in there, and then I put it in these chocolate molds. Well, we did that later, but I put it in the refrigerator. It turned into, like, chocolate, it looked like.
Really?
And then we put it in chocolate molds. I make Angela peeling a chocolate that's cacao-free, like, okay. All the time.
Okay, and you also have, so you grind this and use it instead of chocolate.
Yeah, I've made cakes out of this. It totally, like, gets hard like coconut oil,
wow.
But it doesn't melt in the...
So you grind it.
Yeah, and if you want, or you can just eat them straight.
Really okay, so grinding it and use it instead of cacao with coconut oil.
You don't need coconut oil.
You don't need coconut oil. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
I just put this mesquite, stevia.
Oh, because it has oils in the nut. Okay.
Yeah, this is like a very high fat content nut.
Yes.
It's very healthy, high in vitamin E.
Okay.
Yeah.
You also have raw carob, don't
yeah.
you?
Mm-hmm.
You do. Yeah, that's yeah. really good. Your raw carob, to me, is fantastic.
Cool.
This is awesome.
There's another product we have. We were out of stock. I wanted to bring it. But
I
we have.
I want to show them. Go ahead.
We have peeling nut butter.
Oh my gosh.
That has coconut sugar in it. Those. And it's like already in the nut butter. You can just put it in chocolate molds and put it in the refrigerator. It's cacao free. It's just like immediate instant.
I can't tell you. I can't say enough about the goodies that he has. Like, it just makes being raw fun. But these I thought you couldn't ever get. Like, Matt's the person who gets things that you think you can't ever get. Like somebody once gave me one like years ago, and I was like, oh, thank you. This is cacao beans with the cacao fruit on it. And I just put these in my gym in my backpack. You know, and I'll have them. So if I need like a little boost at the gym, I just eat one and I'll go for like 2 more hours and they taste delicious. So these are, I highly recommend these. I also want to say one more thing about the Living, is it Living? Who's the beautiful woman with the long dark hair who goes to the Longevity Now conference? Her name is Artemis or Aphrodite oh, yeah. or what's her name?
Nadine Artemis. Yeah.
She's a goddess and she makes Living Libations.
Skincare, beauty
product. Tooth care, skincare. Her ginger scrub for the face is amazing. And I use the vanilla the oil, to cleanse my face. Divine. Every single thing I got when I was at the Raw Food World, I was so excited about. Every single thing.
Maybe we should give them like a Dara coupon code or something, like
sure.
something crazy or something.
Sure.
Okay.
Do you guys want a coupon code? That'll be fun. We'll post that below. I don't know how to do that, but Matt knows how to do all
we'll
this stuff.
We'll do 15% off, which is just crazy.
That's really nice of you.
We'll call it, I'll have to email customer service, Dara, D-A-R-A, 15.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll make it good for 2 months.
That's really nice.
Wow. So... I have the most fun
box. This
is
amazing. I'm like in awe.
I have the most fun box right here for you.
Really?
Yeah, this is like the best of the best right here.
Oh my God, I feel like this is so nice because I do love presents. I like to share. What is this?
This is a bunch of ice packs so the stuff wouldn't melt in the hot sun right now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so thoughtful of you.
Okay, guys.
What?
Now we're dealing with the raw chocolate. This is like the decadent, most sexy stuff that you can possibly
that's
imagine.
That's the thing.
This is like...
Chocolate does open your heart. I mean, it does lift you, makes you excitable, but it's really a heart opener. And your life can change when you have a little bit of chocolate.
My heart is...
Okay, we're on. We're charged again.
Okay. So again, back to the decadent,
yes.
sexy box.
I'm like... Well, oh my, I can't believe what you brought here. Oh my gosh.
Okay, these chocolate bars, everybody's at least got to try one. This is an almond butter filled one, and this is a caramel one. Let's just like break this one open real quick.
Oh my gosh. Because I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to go out dancing tonight. So much energy.
Me too. I'm just like, this is a good thing. I love it. I'm glad that I got to drink the fun stuff.
It was supposed to happen.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. I totally knew that.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys ready for this? Woo! You guys ready?
Who makes this? Where did... Whoa, look.
Caramel.
Wow. I'll try it.
It smells so good.
Mmm. Wow. That is so good.
Mm. These are ridiculous raw chocolate bars.
Maca and chocolate. One's like heavy maca and... Oops, this was not Aztec Crunch, actually.
Lulu's.
Yeah. Just the taste of maca and chocolate together in like this. Mm-hmm.
These taste really good.
It's like wafer. It's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just got a bunch of other different bars for you. Oh, wow, more Lulu's. Fun.
You're a good curator of raw fruit food stuff because everything here I like.
This is like a hazelnut and fig raw chocolate bark.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fun.
Ooh.
I don't know if you like toffee chocolate bark, but this is like toffee.
Yeah, come on.
This is the fudge one bar. This tastes like fudge. Okay. You guys ready?
Wow. This is beautiful. Hot pink packaging.
Gabrielle Brick makes it, actually.
Oh, Gabrielle Brick. She's a lovely. Yeah.
Mama.
Yeah, she's a mama of twins, and supporting our mamas is really, our raw food mamas is really, yeah, heart happy. Gabrielle, hi. And Angela, hi. I look forward to meeting you. And it's Oriah, is the baby's name? Oriah. I really look forward to meeting you both one day.
Okay, so, you guys ready?
Yes.
This is great that Dara teaches us how to make foods and stuff like this, but every once in a while, we are busy. And this is the first homemade raw chocolate cake that gets shipped to your house. This is like a pound and a half of cake.
Oh, so if you're having a birthday party.
Totally.
Because so many people ask me to make birthday cakes for the birthday parties, and I just can't do that. And this is a perfect way. Can you keep it in the freezer?
You can keep it in the freezer, the refrigerator,
so
whatever.
So you can order these and keep this for a freezer, and what if somebody's birthday comes up and you just put some birthday candles in?
It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
An ounce per ounce for raw chocolate, like this is, I don't even remember, but it's like this is like a crazy good deal, and it's incredible. We'll let you see. I would break it open, but she probably wants to see.
Yeah, I think this is a special event. Like, I'll ask who of my friends is having a birthday, and we'll have like a thing and celebrate properly with this.
Nice.
I will be sharing all of this. I will let you know what I think of everything. And this is a party. This is, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. And for you guys to be able to see without going to to Ojai, which I highly recommend, if you can get to the warehouse, wow. Okay, it's like heaven.
One last thing.
Yes.
Okay. We got one last thing right here.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so back to like the whole entire healing modalities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, disease is usually, well, if it's not spiritual, it is a buildup of toxicity from processed foods. But also that's like the majority of it.
Right.
But on occasion, there are times where people have deficiencies and stuff like that. And I was saying there's a three-step process at the Health Food Institutes.
Yes.
Which is eliminating stuff from your diet, usually a raw food diet, and then you're eliminating everything else.
Okay.
Colon hydrotherapy, and then they give everybody green juices and nourishment.
Yes.
Alkalinizes the body, gives nourishment, gets your body working at top performance.
Mm-hmm.
So there are certain supplements that I'm going to gift you with that I feel like are the ideal micronutrients, which are very extremely absorbable and nourish the body for like when you can't get a green juice or something like that. Additionally, green juice has loads of minerals. But it doesn't have, the vegetable kingdom doesn't have every single mineral out there.
No.
So you have to make sure you're getting your minerals. And what I'm about to give you is like the ultimate mineral supplement. I take it every single day. You're guaranteed to get what you need. And then also, these are my two favorite micronutrients that are absorbable. Like a macronutrient is like your big salad. It gives you energy and stuff like this.
Right.
And you absorb a little bit, but like when you take a green juice, you're just absorbing crazy nutrition.
Right.
And not all, we can't always like get green juices. Let's see it.
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever seen this before?
No.
This is my favorite mineral supplement, and I did an entire article on it. If I talked about this product, we'd be here for like another, would be forever.
So this man's a curator. He's a curator of the best of the best.
Right.
So
open this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll say a few words about it.
Wow.
And what these are, they're glass vials, 30 of them, one a day.
Okay, I have seen these. Okay.
Right, it's like Kintone, but this is Kinti Central, their latest packaging for...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have them down at Moon Juice. Okay, cool. This is really sweet.
So you just open this up in the morning. It's best to take micronutrients on an empty stomach so it's totally absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has all the minerals that you need for the human body and some other stuff.
Break this open.
Like you just peel this off.
Peel that off. That's safer than breaking
it. It used to be when you break it open.
Scary.
Yeah. And what it is there's these natural occurring vortexes in the pristine water areas in the ocean where this is, where whales come and they feed off of marine phytoplankton, and there's these zooplankton that congregate there. And the zooplankton feed, eat the marine phytoplankton, actually, and then they excrete this plasma liquid. Okay. I know that sounds a little bit crazy, but it has every mineral you possibly need, because the ocean has everything you need.
Yeah.
The zooplankton actually purifies it through their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can eat marine phytoplankton. This is like, and it comes in here. Rene Quintone developed this in 1923. I just made up the date, so I knew like it sounded like what I was talking about. But around then.
Sometime around then.
Yeah, and she was helping heal people with this to give them nutrition with what they need.
Mm.
And there's other ingredients like RNA, DNA, things you find in marine phytoplankton, and it's just... This is
mineralized.
Like
so we want to be mineralized right too. You just open it and take it. I'm taking one too. He looks mineralized. There's something about Matt that whatever he's doing is working. I'm telling you that.
Okay.
It's true.
Cool.
It's true. Like you can see, like you see like a lot of hair in the videos. And you see like, I thought I want to put some argan oil. Did you ever use oils to like...
Let's do it.
Yeah. I want to go get some. But I want to drink this first. But I was thinking that... Because in the videos, the hair shows up, and you can't see, like, the eyes and the skin and everything. And if we just defrizz it a little bit, I'm going to
just
No. It's not that you have to take it away. I'm going to show you something. Hold this. I'm going to go get it.
I should have known this was going to happen.
Let's try it. I'm sure you have argan oil.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it for you.
Okay, so what is this?
It's just oil. It's natural, 100% organic argan oil.
Okay.
And we just calm down the frizzies. And that way it won't be distracting.
Right. Cool.
Do you get that?
Yeah, totally. We've been driving like with a
convertible. They're going to be like, oh my God, you're doing his hair. See, that's what I told Matt. I'm like, you just don't know what's going to come up. You just have to go with the flow and see what comes up. That's
right.
So good.
I actually washed my hair before I came to the United States.
Yeah, that looks good, doesn't it? And it looks good to the back too. Low ponytail, but it's beautiful. Your hair is beautiful. You are beautiful. Yeah, it totally did it. It totally calms down frizzies.
I
want some too. You have to get you some to carry in the raw food world. Argan oil, Moroccan oil. It's like this argan seed. I don't really know. I'm sure you'll find out what it is and find the best.
Cool. Definitely.
Okay. We have a little beauty. A little. I'm gonna have this.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Wow. I do look pretty good.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. You're a handsome fellow.
Okay. So this is. There's two kinds. The one that we just had was is called Optimum.
Good. We're on. Yes.
Do you want to tell them how you messed up again?
I didn't mess up.
No,
I didn't mess up. No, we ran. First, the battery. It's only because we're going and we have so much to say that first the battery died and then the memory card got full. So I just replaced a new memory card. So we are going to finish talking about the quintessential. I don't know if we're done with that. Talk about the pine pollen. Definitely talk about the discount we're going to extend to our family. And here we go. So...
Okay, yes. So we talked about this as being the best mineral supplement. I think that was enough.
And I feel really good. I just had some. And I also know that Moon Juice, Amanda, who's also an excellent curator, she has very few items at her counter. And this is one of the things that she has in a little basket. So it's a good one.
And I was talking about pine pollen powder being another very replete in nutrition micronutrient.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to our website and click on pine pollen powder... you will see it has like polysaccharides, MSM, resveratrol, RNA, DNA, all the omega fatty acids. And I sometimes just put this in coconut water. It's very absorbable. It almost acts like a green juice in terms of absorption. And it's not heavy at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's light. It feels nutty. I would use it with pine nuts, garlic, nutritional yeast, and a little bit on top of zucchini. And it's yellow. My natural stuff from the tree turned brown, and it was questionable. This is very fresh.
And this is bitter, but it's just nutrition. So some people might not like it. Whatever.
The coconut water would be delicious.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, after this, I have some coconut water downstairs I'll get for you.
Nice.
And we'll go for a juice. This is outrageous.
Also, we're showing these QVC pendants, which have nano crystals in here where it helps block out negative energies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you're going to give one to your daughter and give
Yes,
the
she's ones. Been wanting one, yep. actually. She sees everybody wearing them when we go to little events and stuff like
TLC,
that.
TLC, so. You know, she creates these. Oh, this is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We have at-cost specials.
Okay.
And a couple of your favorite items, well, this one at least, the purple mulberries and the QBC pendants are in our at-cost specials right now.
Okay.
And let me tell you what the at-cost specials are. Every month, we mm-hmm. do 15 to 20 different products, or maybe even more sometimes, where we contact our vendors and we say, hey, you want extra promotion to where we can move a lot of your product because we're going to buy in bulk and supply the people. And so we ask a further discount on the product. So we sell it at our normal wholesale price, but then we also have a little bit of a markup there just so we can, you know, pay our 20 employees with families who
there's
are
some
total,
overhead there.
Yeah, there's
I
rough.
Saw it. overhead.
But it's at cost specials. It really is because yeah. we're selling them at cost in a sense. So we were talking about earlier. I don't know if it got cut out. I was going to offer a 15% coupon code, which
really
is just
sweet.
Crazy unheard of. Dara.
He keeps saying Dara. People say Dara. Dara. It doesn't matter. Dara okay. like Sarah. So it'll be... Go ahead.
Dara. D-A-R-A. 15.
15.
For 15% off.
Okay.
Anything on your order.
Really awesome.
Plus, these are already at cost.
So you could get 15% off of at cost. That's really cool.
And the QBC pendants.
Yeah.
And you could get whatever else you want.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Our family's going to love you. They already know you. I'm sure most of you. It'll be interesting to hear. I know there's, I'm sure, a few people that don't know of you and what you're doing, and they're going to be really happy to know about all of this. And where we were finishing, did we do everything?
Yeah, I think
we
so.
Did?
Yeah.
And then some. We went through two memory cards and a battery, and we could keep going. I know the two of us could keep talking about everything, but for now, I think that's good.
Cool.
Yeah?
Maybe I could just summarize real quickly
Please.
The healing. It took me 2 seconds.
Yes.
Okay, so what the Health Food Institutes do to help heal people
mm-hmm.
is three things. They eliminate food from their diet, except
okay.
for raw food. They throw everybody doing colonics all day long, every day, I mean, not all day long. And then also, they give everybody nutrition in liquid form, like micronutrients. Maybe this didn't get on the...
Like wheatgrass.
Yeah,
and
wheatgrass,
green juices,
vegetable juices. And that's why I like these products, because it's very absorbable nutrition.
That's a very good point.
And then the final thing mm-hmm. I'd like to say is you don't need to be 100% raw to be healthy or even heal. We just want to eliminate processed foods, and whole foods also works. My mom's on a whole foods diet probably for the rest of her life, and she's going to be degenerative disease free, pharmaceutical drug free,
nice.
No
Go
walker,
mama.
No king, you know, stuff
Yay.
Like that.
Yay. Yay. Do we want to stay out of the doctor's office, away from fluorescent lighting, away from anything that is going to be artificially pretending to make us feel better. This is definitely the way to go. You know, whole foods, raw foods, a lot of raw foods, beautiful supplements that are giving us things that we should be having in our soil but may not be there, heart-opening things, party. This is about joy and celebration. And the other thing that Matt was saying is learning how to identify the areas and where we may have a weak link or some discomfort or some pain so that we can dissolve the things that are causing symptoms so we can get to the root of it. And definitely please watch Matt's videos. Stay tuned with what he's up to, because it's all about love. It's all about his wife and his child and beautiful clean living and sharing. And I'm way supportive, and I'm more than delighted that we got to do this and share this with everybody. So thank you so much for making this a stop on your, like, you know, wow, it's like such a short time in this country away from your family, and to come here and be with us is a treat.
Awesome.
Total treat. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
All right, so as we say here, get your greens on, and we will see you really soon. I can't find the remote. It's not going to... Oh, I can. Anything else? Is there anything you say at your end of your videos? Is there like a...
Well, just one other last thing that we learned is just that Angela is just the sexiest, most beautiful woman.
You miss her. Your hair is in the cacao. Angela, you. I can see why. I can see why you guys are connected. I can totally get it, and I am celebrating love with you both. That's wonderful. Okay, Angela, you're the sexiest. I think we're on.